Hi, today is December 20th, 2020. This is MobileViews Podcast 344, and we have another large cast of panelists today. Let me go around the horn. My buddy John Westfall, regular, and see next to him, I'll show you a photo why I'm going this route. John Westfall in the top left. Paul Lawler in the top right. Frank McPherson, middle left. Sven Johansson middle row left. Sven Johansson, middle row, middle. I am in the far right of the middle row, and Don is all by himself in the first row. I'm going to take another.
And Paul Garrett will be coming up very shortly, I'm sure.
You sound like you're calling out starting lineups for a football game.
I know, right?
At middle, Sven Johansson.
Or soccer team, you know, with positions whose names I don't always know. I know the goalie, playing that's about it.
I'm playing up top right now.
It's more like Hollywood Squares, I think.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, yeah. I'm using the iOS version of Skype, and I am not seeing any of the stuff you're talking about.
Okay. It's a good thing I snapped a screenshot. Then I'll put it in our blog. And a couple of you using the web version of Skype. I think Don said he was using the web version,
yep.
Right? And I am using the macOS version of Skype, so I am seeing this new gallery mode, which is, I don't want to call it ridiculous, but I don't think it's, I'm going to leave it on just to see if it grows on me. The Teams version of this gallery has not grown on me at all, so I always turn it off.
Did any of you watch any of the NBA games this past season where they were actually using that?
Yes!
On these giant screens where they're typically your fans. Right. And if you were like me, were you just going, this isn't working?
Yes.
Please stop.
Yes.
Yeah. I hear you. Don, I have a couple of GIFs I'll have to send you from the baseball version of that with players running through people.
Oh.
You know, and in the stands where the player is trotting back and the overlay was just a little too far out.
So, yeah, they were actually had actually set up in Orlando where they were playing. They had set up these giant screens where there would normally be seating, and they were using Teams together mode and fans that had gotten selected could actually be shown on the screen and the likes. And it just didn't seem to work for me. I get, great, nice try. Congratulations, but it's not working.
You know, decades from now, some people are going to be watching historical footage from the 2020 season going, what the heck was going on then? You know, it makes no sense at all. At least I hope that's what they're going to say.
Just like the last pandemic, we will never speak of this ever again. Just
exactly. Like
yeah. We'll just use people for many, many years.
Well, you got to admit, right? I mean, until this pandemic, how many of us really knew much about the 1918 pandemic? I mean,
exactly.
I think I heard about it, but I
remember hearing about the Spanish flu.
Exactly.
Correct. And that's in history. It was if you took an AP history class, you got a brief mention of the Spanish flu this year. I was like, wow, that was really the Reader's Digest.
No kidding,
condensed
right?
Version that I got in history because I didn't hear this.
Right. And it was in the end of World War One. And so it was. Yeah. Yeah, it was anyway, not a history podcast, but still.
My grandparents, no one ever spoke of it ever again.
Yeah, right.
My grandparents talked a lot about it, actually. They
really?
Talked about how, there were like dead bodies in the living room.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
There were just people coming in and out because people were just dropping like flies.
Oh, my. And Merry Christmas, by the way.
Before we forget.
Yeah. For those of you who observe it, I know not everybody observes it. But at any rate, okay. So one thing I did want to mention, last week we didn't really talk about it on the podcast, but last week everybody except me met on Google Meet because my calendar invitation, my calendar invitation did have a Google Meet invitation, and I couldn't figure it out because I don't remember clicking it. So for this podcast, I looked more carefully at my Google Calendar event before I hit send. And it automatically selected Google Meet. I had to deselect it before I sent it to you. and put a little note, you know, let's meet on Skype.
So just so you know, Todd, we all discussed it on the side, and we just figured that Google was sending you a message that they didn't want you to know. We're going to just have everybody else meet and leave you out in the cold.
Yeah, because I say so many bad things about Google Meet.
That's...
All right. Well, let's get started. We basically have one topic. If it goes too short, we have a couple of other topics. But last week's two-hour marathon, I don't think we're going to run out of stuff to talk about. This one was suggested by Paul Lawler, and it kind of is a dovetails from last week's talk about, you know, favorites of the year. This one is, what are you actually going to buy for folks, if anything, that are tech-related? I know not everybody buys tech-related stuff for the holidays, whichever ones you survive. So Paul, why don't you start, since this was your idea?
Well, I bought my daughter a new iPhone because it comes in green.
Her favorite color.
I offered her any iPhone that she wanted. She picked the one that comes in green.
Really? And you didn't name her Midori or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay. Green in Japanese. But anyway. And Paul, by the way, speaks it and I don't, which is really odd when you look at the two of us. But anyhow, I use Paul as my Japanese translator when I need one. Let's see. Oh, the next one. I want to know why.
Which is that?
The next gift that you gave that's tech related, or you're giving.
Oh, sorry, I'm not looking at the notes. What did I say?
EKG monitor.
Oh yeah. So my wife has always had problems with like a slightly irregular heartbeat.
Ah.
Her heart will suddenly start beating fast.
Yeah. So this
she
is
won't wear
needed.
An Apple Watch because it's too big for her.
Oh, interesting.
So this is just a little portable EKG monitor, and you can do it with your fingers, or you can place it on other parts like your ankle, or so you can almost simulate an EKG with more leads than just your finger.
Interesting. And is this a portable EKG? I mean, how small is it?
Really small.
Yeah?
Maybe half the size of a pack of cigarettes.
Wow. And you know, my understanding is I finally got a Apple Watch model that has EKG on it. I had a 3 previously, I have a 6 now. So this is the first time I've had one. I've tried it a couple times. My understanding is the EKG on the Apple Watch is not FTC or FDA or whoever certifies FDA. These things. For medical use. I assume the one you bought is. So it's actually probably better than using a watch. Okay. So actually it's for that. Yep. Okay. Interesting.
It was like $100.
Wow. Cheaper than Apple Watch. And more accurate.
To be clear, a lot is cheaper than an Apple Watch.
Yeah. But even an Apple Watch is cheaper than the new Apple Air Pro Max. I mean, unless you're John, you get the stainless steel watch. But at any rate. And the third one you mentioned is my favorite, Paul. I haven't given it to anyone, I think. Did I give it to anyone? I bought one for myself, though, last Christmas.
Oh, it's you know when you have the office parties and they say, oh, you can't spend more than $5 mm-hmm. or something like that? This stuff is perfect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, color coral keyboard slime. And it's exactly what it's... and Don is holding one up. I after I saw this in your notes yesterday, Paul, I grabbed mine and I cleaned my keyboards with it because I remembered I had it.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks for reminding us, Paul. I thought the same thing. I'm like, I need to clean my keyboard.
Yeah, and it works so well.
It does.
Right? I mean, there's no batteries needed. It's, you know, you can use it in a blackout.
Do you remember the original slime from years back?
Yes.
And And I think to myself that this is pretty much the same. And if I had known then what I know now, I would have had so much cleaner keyboards back in the day.
Yeah. It's whoever thought of this is, I mean, that was genius, right? I mean, not only to think of it, but then make it so that it's literally keyboard safe. So it doesn't, you know, ruin your keyboard while you try to clean it. All right. So I'll go next. I gave my daughter my Apple Watch Series 3 when I bought my Series 6 to see if she wanted, you know, like a Series 6. And she says, it's okay, but it's too big. Probably somewhat like Paul's wife's reaction. And so I said, well, what do you want? You know, because, you know, her Fitbit Charge 4 or whatever had broken. Fitbit was taking forever and a day to ship her a new one. So, I mean, it took like months. So I got her a Fitbit Sense. And, you know, it's a really nice smartwatch. I would say it's more than just a tracker, you know, which of Charge 4 is more or less, I wouldn't say it's just a tracker, but it's nice. It has a GPS and a color screen. And, boy, it's hard to go. And the price is cheaper than the Apple Watch, or as Don would say, it isn't everything.
Well, it's funny because when you mention that, I think the same thing. The Versa line is my Versa 2 gets regularly mistaken for being an Apple Watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at it right away. They go, oh, that's an Apple Watch, isn't it? It's like, no, it isn't. And you can tell because I bought it and could afford it.
Yeah, it's really, you know, for it's a lot more affordable. I think it's under 250. Well, the Versa, something like that. Whereas, you know, Versa is 3-something for the Apple Watch. So anyway, she's really enjoying it.
It's the marriage of Fitbit and Pebble, right?
Yes. Yes. And don't make John cry because, you know, John was one of the original Pebble users.
Me too. Kickstarter backer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have the Kickstarter edition. I still have it somewhere over here. It just doesn't do anything.
Mine's sitting right over here.
And since my wife has left the floor, she's on the other floor now, I can say I got her a Tile because she keeps misplacing her phone and keys and stuff.
Is that a gift for her or a gift for you?
Really, it's kind of both, so I don't have to go looking around for stuff either. Or, like, do you want me to call your phone? I can call your phone. or you can use Find My iPhone on the iPad.
Kyle introduced a new feature a few months ago, which is like tether mode.
What is that?
Example, if you have your backpack with a Tile in it and you get out of Bluetooth range,
oh, that's perfect.
It beeps you.
I think the one I got has that tether mode. I was looking at the package. Yeah. Costco, by the way, Paul. Paul and I live like half a mile away from each other, so we go to the same Costco.
They're on sale.
Yeah.
$49 for two.
Yeah, it was a good deal.
I thought you were going to mention that they introduced a really cool new feature called a battery that you could actually replace.
Oh, yeah. That too.
That's
I mean, in terms of great features for Tile, that was the number one, I think, that we were all looking for.
What a revolutionary concept, John. Okay, I hear somebody's alarm going off, or is that me? But at any rate, a really cheap one I got. I can't show you, because I got one for myself. Let me see, I don't know if you can see this. So this is called an Oxy Good Grips. And there's like a microfiber on the front that you just use to wipe dust. It won't clean a screen, but it'll wipe dust off. I don't think it'll get rid of fingerprints, but it's great for getting dust and things off the screen. And on the back end is a, it sort of slides out like a camera lens cleaner.
Yeah.
It's a really soft brush to, you know, clean your keyboard. You know, I'm kind of obsessed with getting my keyboard clean, I guess. For, you know, just before you need slime, you can use this basically. And like slime, you know, there's no batteries. It's a passive tool. It's like $6 maybe. I mean, it's really affordable. And it works great. So I got those. And the last item is Apple One. This is really not for the holidays because I got a little bit early. But I, again, John, you know, terrible person that he is, convinced me that I should, you know, upgrade my subscription to an Apple One Premier. Because, of course, just upgrading a regular Apple One is not good enough. So I did, actually. And, you know, so far I'm glad I did. It's $30 a month, and I probably wouldn't have done it, except I have so many iOS and other Apple devices now that I've overwhelmed the 2 GB backup limit. And for whatever reason, you know, there's nothing between 2 gigabytes. I mean, no, 50 gigabytes. There's nothing between 50 gigabytes and 2 terabytes. It's like, you know, it's like a 0 and a 1. It's 50 gigabytes, 2 terabytes, your choice. Nothing in between. So far, I'm pretty glad I got it. I'm looking forward to, I think Foundation is going to be on Apple TV Plus sometime in 20. Isaac Asimov's Foundation, for those of you who are science fiction fans. I just reread or re-listened to the first book on Audible, the first book of the trilogy. So I'm really looking forward to the. I forgot how boring the last part of first Foundation book was. The middle part is great.
What do you get for $30 a month besides, because the 2 terabytes is like $5 a month?
Yeah. No, actually, for $5 a month, you get 2 gigabytes. No, two terabytes. 50 gigabytes, is it? Just for, anyway.
I think it's 10.
You get, okay. You get, well, you get a whole bunch of storage. You get Apple Arcade. You get Apple News Plus, which I'm surprised I enjoy, especially the audio Apple News Plus, which only works on iPhone, doesn't work on iPad. Don't understand that. What else to get, John?
Apple Fitness Plus.
Oh yeah, that just came out.
Apple TV Plus and Apple Music.
There you go. So it's basically
actually a pretty good
everything.
Bundle.
Yeah. And the premiere is you can share it with your family. So my wife and daughter and I all use it. So it's basically $10 a month for all of us, each of us, I should say. And I think that's a pretty good, you know, pretty good deal if you're going to use those features. I'm such a bad gamer. Even the, you know, the light games in Apple Arcade overwhelm me. So I'm not getting as much value out of that as I thought.
I think the real benefit of Apple Arcade is being able to play a game without getting just inundated with ads. And, you know, buy this upgrade, wait, you know, X many minutes until you can play again.
Oh.
That's where Apple Arcade really gets you happy about gaming again, because it's like you went back to, you know,
except
2005
for,
and we're gaming.
Except for one of the Sonic the Hedgehog games, or Mario Kart. I can't remember which. Might have been Mario Kart. I think the Mario Kart game, you can only play it so much per day.
Yeah, but it's not Apple Arcade. It's just regular game. Okay. Yep.
No, there was one Apple Arcade. I'll go look it up later. It's on my other iPad, which I dedicate to gaming. what little I do, and very little well. Plants vs. Zombies is sort of my speed. Anyway, yeah. So Apple. If you are iOS, not iOS. If you are Apple centric, and I guess I am more or less. It won't work on my Chromebooks. Well, I guess some of it will work on my Chromebooks, but it's a pretty decent deal. I've come around to seeing John's point of view on this one.
He always does.
Yes, true. It's true. All right, Mr. Sosinelli.
Oh, before I begin, just to let you know, I've talked to John. He's working with Apple on creating an Apple One Super Duper Premier subscription to get you to buy into that next.
Yeah, it's only going to actually be available in Hawaii to people named Todd.
Once again, John and I work really well together on these kind of evil things.
Yeah. Evil Inc.
So this year should be titled Tech for the Kids. In my case, I have my two sons. One is a junior in high school. The other one is not a kid anymore. Technically, he's 20. But both of those boys were in need of phone upgrades. So, as a matter of fact, a couple of hours before we started recording, I actually was at our local T-Mobile store, which they know us very well. For them. This year, especially, my older son said, and we'll talk about one of his other gifts, he said, I want two things. So I said, okay, so while Dad's not the Monopoly man with the big top hat and the monocle, so we're going to have to be, kind of watching. So both my boys ended up, and they actually both kind of wanted the SEs. Both of them like smaller phones. So it was either going to be that or a 12 mini, and to be honest with you. One thing that was interesting at the T-Mobile store was it was amazing to find anything with iPhone 12 that was in stock in T-Mobile right now.
Really?
In any of the local stores. Yeah, a lot of it was sold out. So they ended up both with SEs, and fortunately the older one's working right now and the younger one's upstairs, so he can't hear me. Both of them, as a result of this, are also getting Qi chargers, which nice. We already have a number of these scattered around the house because my wife and I use on a regular basis a Pixel 3 XL. My wife uses Pixel 3. So we've been used to Qi charging for a while. So got those for them. The older son is getting is also getting an Apple Watch.
Nice.
That was his. Yeah, and at first he was like, I want an iPhone 12 and an Apple Watch. And again, like I said, you know, Daddy Warbucks here isn't going to be able to do all this year. So, but he was willing to make the compromise, as a matter of fact. So he's getting an iPhone, an Apple Watch too.
Nice.
Outside of that, there wasn't much this year. Most of the if there was anything tech, it happened during the year.
I hear you.
And so my family
pandemic response. Yeah.
And my family, the annual, which my wife tells me every year, the annual is, what can we get Dad tech for Christmas? And my wife just looks at them and laughs uncontrollably and then says, okay, what's next? So then that's where it ends. So that's where we are.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Did you get the Apple snap-on charger done?
No, I didn't. With the SEs, we just went with standard Qi charging.
Yeah,
it's interesting because my younger one already has, with his older iPhone 6S, he does have a pair of AirPods, but he doesn't have the wireless charger, the wireless case. So even that is a little bit interesting. He thought about it, but then he said, "Nah, I don't want to pay," because he bought them himself.
Yeah,
he didn't want that. So yeah, no, we're just keeping it simple. And the nice thing about going just straight Qi is that, like
everything.
I said, our house is full of Qi chargers all over the place. I think every room has one. So you could pretty much walk into every place and say, oh, look, I'm about to use the bathroom. Let me charge my phone while I'm at it.
I'm loving that snap-on charger because I thought, well, it won't be that strong. It's strong enough to hold the Apple in a vertical position.
Yeah,
that's what I've
even
heard
my giant one.
Yeah, I've heard good things about the MagSafe stuff, and I, like I said, sometime in 2021, I own and I move between both because of work. I own this 3 XL plus I have an iPhone 7. And that iPhone 7 is about to run out of OS upgrade life.
Yes.
And
for work
purposes, I'm going to have to upgrade as well. Although, like I said, I'm one of those that's the classic between big and small. You know, bigger was better. Now I'm starting to think smaller in a way is kind of nice too. So the SE is a nice size if you're not looking for a really big screen.
Yeah. You know, as I mentioned last week when you were on, Don, I didn't get the Pro despite the fact that it has features I really wanted. I mean, I didn't get a Pro Max. I got the Pro, the smaller, physically smaller device, because I just didn't want to hyperextend my thumb again.
Yeah. Today was the first time I actually got a chance to see face-to-face the 12 Mini.
Yeah.
Which was almost a little bit... I was like, yeah, now I'm suddenly back in 2003, on size. But yeah, there's something to be said, as much as I love bigger screens, there's something to be said about the pocketability of a smaller size device. And, both my kids who are extremely active, in a way, that's why they're kind of along these lines now that it's a little bit tougher with the keyboard, but. Especially my younger one is one who can type in about a billion words a minute, even on a smaller keyboard. And his big thing is I can stick it in a pants pocket easily, that's where we are this year.
Okay. Hey, and I don't see a list from Frank, so I'm going to ask Frank now before I get to Sven so I don't forget. Frank, any techie gifts this year?
No, actually.
Wow.
It's.
I'm kidding.
You guys all sound like you have bigger families than I have. It's just my wife and myself.
Yeah.
And I am by far the biggest geek in the family. My wife, while she works in the IT industry, views all these gadgets as tools. and it's part of her job, and so it's not the fascination with the shiny objects. I think it basically, when I think about the last tech related gift I bought for my wife, I think it was the Fitbit Charge, which was probably a couple years ago, and that's, you know, not as you know, you guys already talked about the Sense and the Versas, which are much more watch, Apple Watch like, but yeah, the, you know, the Charge is more like the fitness band, but still has the time to watch face type thing, yes, on it, and that has served her well. So that, and that I think was 2 years ago actually. So that's it. I mean, and, you know, we're mostly, when we need to get things, when a situation, it's more like when I need to get things, I kind of get them, and there isn't a wait until the Christmas season. You know, yeah. I do tend to put an Amazon list together as something to help my wife when she does her shopping. Yeah, so that's about the extent of it.
That sounds reasonable.
I missed your conversation last week on things you got yourself, because the main things that I got, yeah, this past year, was the iPad Air, which was not something I was planning to get when it was first announced. But what happened is that I looked up the trade-in value on my 10.5-inch iPad Pro and realized it would get me about half off the Air. And I figured that was probably going to be the max value I would get on that 10.5. If I waited longer, it would just get lower in trade-in. Right, right. So I decided to pull the trigger. And ironically, the original AirPods, which I'm using right now, with the kit that I'm using as part of this Skype session, which was my first experience with the AirPods, which, you know, really drove home to me, probably for my first time personally, this whole idea of Apple's products just working.
Yeah.
Having a long experience with Bluetooth headsets and just the quirkiness of Bluetooth, the fact that these guys just, you know, there was no fuss, they just work, is frankly quite amazing to me. So I guess I'm slow to get on the train, but I understand what the deal is about. I will say the AirPods I got at you know, like $100. It was on sale. So I didn't pay the full price because, as Don has pointed out, there is an Apple price tax, right? And yeah, even the AirPods can be pretty expensive in and of themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like those Pro Max over-the-ear things. Holy cow, I mean, that's $550. You know, that's more than an iPad that you might connect it to, which I think is amazing. But, you know, I got to say...
Although I saw that Costco now...
Huh?
Sorry.
No.
I was just going to say, I was in Costco the other day, and they have the AirPods Pro, mm-hmm, for $199.
What? Really? Oh, yeah, I did see that, yes, actually. Yes, I did see that. I was really shocked. Oh, does that with or without the wireless charging case?
That's a pretty
case?
Common price, remember, these days.
I can't remember if that came with the wireless charging case.
It would have to be.
Would it?
Yeah. They
I guess the you can't charge it any other way. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say I enjoy my Pros. But, you know, the one I would recommend for people, especially if you don't really want to spend over, you know, well, $200 or more, is the Apple Beats Flex, which has wires between the earbuds. But they're, you know, they're Bluetooth, and for $50, they just work. Yeah. They're not pretty by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not even sure they're practical from a sort of a UX UI point of view in terms of reaching for the controls, which tend to be behind my ear, which I don't understand at all. Maybe I'm just not wearing it right.
That's always been the problem with those. I used to have the sport ones that were similar with the wire, yeah, behind, and it seemed like the control, if they weren't built into the earpiece,
right,
if they were on the cord, you were always you look like you were trying to scratch an itch in your neck,
right, exactly,
to get it the, yeah,
yeah. Of course, I'm an old guy now, so I'm always looking like I'm, you know, like massaging my neck for some kind of pain, yeah, or other, so I guess I look natural, okay, doing that. All right, and getting back to Sven. Okay, Sven's kind of like Frank this year based on what he's,
yeah,
saying.
You know, we got what we needed when we, or excuse me, what we wanted when we wanted it. You know, I got a new Mac Mini, M1 Mac Mini.
Yeah.
Donna got an
6 watch along with her Versa or her Fitbit Sense. So sometimes she wears them both.
I wear them both.
yeah. And
show
so
off.
we got the one Premier subscription, and my reason, I got it early. It was kind of stupid because, you know, you buy an Apple Watch, you get 3 months of this. You buy a TV, you get 7 months of that, you know, right. Whatever. So now I'm paying for stuff that I could have gotten free. But my thing was, I was always already paying for Apple TV and Apple Music and the extra storage.
Right.
And we were going to do fitness. So when you put all that together, the news and the RK, which I don't care about, is free. And you only get one subscription instead of 4, 5, 6.
Right.
You know, so that is just one bill.
Right.
Which comes out automatically anyway, but still. So about the only other thing that's I can claim as tech is I put clip-in pedals on my wife's fitness bike so she can use it better with Fitness Plus.
Why does it and work better at Fitness Plus? Did the clips have electronics?
It's just that if you clip into a bike, your feet stay more steady.
Yeah.
So you get more. It's just like if you do that on a road bike or something, you get more power transfer and everything else. And it's kind of fun because she's not really good on a bicycle outside because growing up, she didn't really have one.
Yeah.
Had 5 kids, 1 bicycle, and the boys use it. So it was fun getting her to clip in and get out, which is kind of a challenge when you're first starting out. But you know, indoor training bike doesn't fall over when you're trying to do that. So there's a benefit. Yeah. So she's gotten pretty good at it.
Yeah. You know,
it'll be interesting.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah. No, it'd be interesting, Sven, to hear what you know, and for anybody else who's using it, I'll be curious to hear about the feedback from Fitness Plus, just because I think I probably use about every fitness training app known to mankind over the years. And, I'll be interesting to see. Clearly, the integration with Apple Watch is a big plus in there.
Yeah.
But it's, as a matter of fact, it's interesting. Just recently, I had been using I use a couple of different apps, but our through my company, we have GymPass, which is basically gives you, based on how much you pay a month, gives you access not only to certain gyms, but also now they've expanded it to a number of the apps. And it's a great value, and actually individuals can get it too. GymPass, I think it starts at $9.99 a month, and $9.99 a month gives you access to a ton of different apps. So I've gotten a chance to play with a few of those as well to see how those work. But I'll be really curious to hear about the whole user experience, Fitness Plus, and especially with Apple Watch and the integration, to see.
Yeah.
Because I've used some apps that have some integration with watches and smartwatches and things like that. So it'd be fun to hear.
Yeah, actually, you have to have an Apple Watch to use Fitness Plus, right? I mean, I don't think you can use it without an Apple Watch.
Yes, you can, actually.
You can?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it on an iPhone and an iPad. It will come up when you load a session. It will ask, do you want to continue without your watch? And it assumes you've got one, but it'll let you do it.
Right.
You can't do it on, and that makes do it on sense. The TV.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. And the real value is going to be the integration, checking, you know, heart rate and things like that when you're using the watch. But yeah, my understanding was it could actually be used without as well.
Yeah, and it's really very, very easy to use when you've got an Apple TV, and we've got like a 50-inch TV down in the basement where that gear is.
Right.
You just turn it on, pick the one you're going to do, and everything's right there on the screen. Yeah. It's one of those, it just works, you know.
Yep.
Right. It is an extra cost unless you have Apple One Premier, right? I think the other Apple ones don't include it.
It's one of those things that's $10 a month and you can share it among 5 people. So
yeah.
You know, we're sharing it with my son and his wife.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. I was gonna say, you know, back in the old days when I didn't weigh, you know, you know, a lot more than I used to weigh, or a lot less than I weigh now. I used to not have a car for a while, so I used to bicycle everywhere. This was in grad school. And then even when I did have a car, I enjoyed it so much, I used to bicycle around. And I did put clips on my thin-wheeled racing bike and my, you know, thick-wheeled road bike. And the clips really do make a difference. Although, like you said, Sven, you gotta practice that little stutter step to get the clip out of the
before you fall over.
Yeah, I mean, and you get pretty good at it after a while. But the first couple of times, it's like, okay, I didn't die, so I guess it went okay this time. Let's see. Oh, you enjoyed something about Facebook?
Oh yeah. These are not things. It was Facebook is up in arms about Apple giving you options for privacy.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was kind of funny. But the thing that's kind of interesting is they took out full page newspaper ads.
I read about
to gripe about this digital privacy.
Yeah.
You know, so who reads the newspaper?
Everybody in Congress. Senators, there's still paper, man.
Very true.
Yeah, well, the thing I think is funny is if anyone believes that Facebook actually cares about small businesses, that is probably news of 2020.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, dear, Apple, give you a choice.
And I don't understand your next rant about colors for Apple iPhone cases.
My wife's biggest problem right now is she got a blue iPhone, and she got the kind of a dark blue case for it.
Yeah.
And she is constantly losing her iPhone on the couch.
Because it's blue?
Because it's dark.
Yeah.
And if there's not good light in there, she just can't see it. So she'll go to her watch and, you know, find my iPhone
right.
It's sitting right next to her. You know, so she's looking for, you know, a lighter colored case.
Yeah.
Well, not white. She does not do well with white.
Okay.
And then there's this wonderful, they call it kumquat. Can't stand that.
Like orange, yeah.
It's orange. And then there's another one that they, I don't remember what they called it, but it's orange. And then there's black, dark brown, dark blue. So it's like, there's no choices of colors.
I just went with a clear one because I like the color of my iPhone.
Yeah, and she got the clear one first and took it back.
Oh.
Because she said the clear case is slipperier than the iPhone is on its own.
Really? I don't think I found, maybe.
Maybe you didn't find that. But,
yeah.
But I had the same feeling because I picked it up and it seemed like it's almost like glass.
I will tell you one thing, though. You know, when I got my M1 MacBook Air, I picked up a case from Apple for it, right, because I figured it'd fit. And so I ordered it. And it is so slippery that, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I often, when I'm getting ready to shut down, I'll just put my mouse, I'll close the Apple, the MacBook, and I'll put my mouse on, which I still use a mouse, even though it has a trackpad. I put my mouse on top of the MacBook so I don't forget to put it away along with the MacBook. And on the new Apple case for the M1, it's so slippery, my mouse just kind of slides down, you know, because I've got it on a little, like a cooling tablet thing, you know, to give it some air space underneath. Although it's so cool, I guess I really don't need to.
Well, yeah, it's funny because in the case of both my boys, the interesting thing is today, back to going and picking up, they only had, if we wanted a black iPhone SE, there was only one in stock. And outside of that, they had red.
Mm.
So we ended up getting a red.
Yeah.
And that one's going to my younger son. But it's going to be interesting to watch because he's usually the one that wants like an OtterBox case.
Oh.
So now I'm going to say like, here's this red one. Do you want the OtterBox case?
Yeah.
And we'll see what he wants. Yeah. My older one is typical. Both of them are, I do give them credit. They do make their hardware last. And it's mainly because both of them have no problem putting serious casing around their iPhones.
That makes a difference. It does.
Yeah, it really does. And they've never had a problem with that.
Yeah.
And I said, including peer pressure. Yeah. That's my joke is it, you know, the one thing that gets a lot of teenagers is, oh, you've suddenly got this around an OtterBox, you know, an OtterBox.
Really?
Yeah. I you know, kids that. Are like, oh, I can't believe you got that on your phone. Yeah. My kids don't care.
It makes so much sense. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially my younger son. My younger son could manage to, if you put him outside of Fort Knox, he'd get in because he'd managed to break it. Yeah, that's his history.
Don't ask Don how he knows that, but yeah, there is a lawsuit for wrongful prosecution that he has against the government right now. It was all a mistake.
I didn't know he could break it. Okay, so on your last one, I don't understand at all. The Mac Mini won't adopt?
Yeah, if you can look up adopt or it says adopt now. It used to say something different.
Yeah.
You go to your app store and click your name at the bottom, and up at the top row, there's these apps need to be adopted. If you don't, then you can't. They won't update. Huh. And there's five of them up there.
Oh.
GarageBand, iMovie, Pages, Numbers, Keynote.
Right.
Which are those Apple apps that used to be pay for, now they come
right.
You know, pre-installed with everything.
Right.
And there's some issue with your ID or something that won't let you do it. And it's a brand new Mac Mini. Never had anybody else's ID on it.
Right.
And if you go searching for resolutions, you can go back to 2013 that this sort of thing has been going on.
Wow.
And usually the thing is, oh, all you got to do is just deinstall them, then go to the store and reinstall them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Huh.
And then somebody says, well, I had two Mac Minis, and I disassociated one from my account, and the other one came right up.
Interesting.
And then I put it back, and it worked, and that didn't work. And so it's like... Apple support on the boards is giving the same, you know, answers that don't work for some people, do work for some others. So it's kind of like, that's a silly thing that, you know, I've only had the one Apple ID ever. Somebody says, oh, well, have the right password. You know, you have an old password that doesn't meet all the requirements, you need to change it. And no, I meet all the requirements, and I don't really feel like changing it. But so it's just kind of annoying.
Yeah.
And I've had it happen before, but before it just kind of went away.
Yeah.
But if you click it and say adopt these things, it just says, oh, there's a problem with your ID, and we can't adopt it.
Never heard of that. I will mention, I guess on a sort of related note, I read or heard somewhere that Microsoft Office for the M1 is in preview mode if you're an insider or something like that.
But I have it.
Did you? And what do you think?
Well, it's actually out now. It's actually out.
Oh.
And I did, I griped earlier about, I think last time I was, you can't tell whether it's an M1 or not. There is a way to tell. It's really quite easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd have to get it out to walk my way through it, but it's in the about this Mac, and then there's a screen on apps, and then you go, and it actually in one column it tells you whether it's a x86 app or an ARM app.
Right, and I should note on a semi-related note that Teams does not ship with Office 365, but or at least. Yeah, I guess that's the way you can see it. It doesn't ship with the suite, but you can download an M1 version directly from Microsoft, and it works great. I mean, it is nice. Unlike the Android version of Microsoft Teams, which is terrible, which I don't understand because Microsoft is an Android shop now, so I don't understand why their Android Teams is worse than every other version out there. iOS is great.
It's optimized.
M1.
It's optimized for the dual.
Is it?
Dual, no, it's
no, it's not.
It's pretty good on the Duo. It is pretty good. It's the same.
I still believe that the focus has been principally for a while now on, from a feature set perspective, that iOS gets first.
Yeah, Yeah, it does seem like that.
Microsoft apps. I mean, they do come to, I constantly have working with both platforms. I'll see, oh, here's a release. Oh, look at these neat features for iOS. Then, yeah, coming soon for Android.
Yeah. Of course, that was true in the Windows phone days. Was it? It's been so long now.
Well, everybody got it before Windows Phone.
Yeah. Even if it was a Microsoft product.
It would be very interesting to see what the user metrics of Microsoft employees are. Because I suspect that more of them are using iPhones than Android.
I would suspect that too. Although Android
was back in the day.
In the U.S., I would say their U.S. staff, more iPhones than Android. But I bet out of the U.S., it's more Android than...
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I do recall Bomber stomping on an iPhone at one point.
Well, pretend stomping, but... Yeah.
Now he just pretend stomps on players who aren't performing well enough for the Clippers.
Yes. Hey, apparently he got some kind of award from the NBA as like the best owner or something like that. You know,
they don't speak. No, players all seem to love him as, you know, the Clippers organization.
Yeah, they're like a real basketball team or something now.
I know.
They've all grown up.
I still
up.
Think he should have renamed him the Clippies.
Amazingly, there's no chairs being thrown to make them one of the better teams in the
All righty. Okay, John, coming up last but not least.
Yeah, so I had no real tech related gifts that I gave out that were too big, but I did have two interesting things that we haven't talked about yet. The one is little gadgets, little everyday carry stuff. So Hero Clips, for those of you that aren't familiar with those, they're these carabiners that have a rotating hook that comes off of them. So if you need to hang a backpack over a door or something like that, you can do that easily. It's a favorite of the EDC crowd on Reddit and YouTube, just because if you're in a bathroom stall that doesn't have a hook, it lets you hang your bag.
Wait,
you don't have to leave your bag on
the
floor.
An EDC? I don't know what that is.
Everyday carry. Sven is showing a Hero Clip right now on our chat.
Okay.
And then Cap Snap is a newer one that I found a few weeks ago that's kind of a cool idea, and it's basically a carabiner that then attaches to a pressure snap, basically a pressure clamp that you can put onto a baseball cap or a hat to hang off of a backpack or hang off of a bag. And it's a little bit more versatile. You don't need to have a loop point on the hat. You can just kind of clip it right to the fabric, and then has a metal clip that comes over to secure it. So, you know, little things like that I think are kind of cool. They make good stocking stuffers, and they're useful, you know, when eventually we can travel again, that sort of thing. The other thing, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just going to ask you. So I'm just looking at I'm looking at it on Amazon, you know, as usual when I'm talking to John.
Yes.
So I'm looking at how you clip it over.
For the end of the day, probably.
Huh. There's a whole bunch of different ones.
John, you need to just post affiliated links out there.
He does.
Make a little money off.
I actually knew what the Hero Clip was.
But I had to look up the cap snaps, and I put a space in there, and surprisingly, it gave me a lot of things that are actually snap caps, which are dummy bullets that you can put in your rifle that don't that you can click it without messing up your firing pin. So it's like, that's an odd thing for John to like.
John, what did we hear about lately? You haven't been telling us everything.
Well, and that reminds me, you have to be of a certain age. I think most of us might be old enough when it was socially acceptable and politically correct to have children running around with toy guns with paper caps that considered essentially a small amounts of gunpowder.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
And on the sidewalk with a hammer.
Yeah. Yes. Or if you cut it carefully and make it into one big pile. And you pack it into another case. And I'm not saying any one of us did it, but you could create a larger explosive device.
And once again, I ask, Todd, what are you telling us that we didn't know about previously?
As my friend Nine Finger, Teddy used to say.
Lefty.
And Lefty was named that before the accident. That's
right. But yeah, but you don't see that stuff anymore. It's just not correct, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But then the other tip that I'll give, if you're looking for a gift for someone who is sort of techie, but you know they already bought all the tech, there are still a lot of good finds on places like eBay. So, for example, one of my friends, one of his favorite movies is Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan.
Good choice.
I thought, you know, I wonder if there's any of the old Playmates Khan action figures on eBay. And I was able to pick one up new in box for under $10 with shipping. And I thought that's probably something no one else on the planet will get him for Christmas gift in 2020.
Yep.
But he appreciate it. He will enjoy it. And, you know, there's an action figure for pretty much anything someone's interested in now. You know, you think about video games, there are action figures for all of the, you know, avatars that people are playing in video games. So he and I play Overwatch, and there are, you know, all the Overwatch characters you can get a little either Funko Pop or an actual action figure of. So yeah, that's an idea for people who are going, how do I find something for so-and-so? They always have the latest tech. Get them old tech off eBay.
I'm impressed, John. Yeah, although the fact that you said you were able to find a collectible on eBay for about $10 makes me question how collectible that collectible really is.
Well, yes. I mean, back in the 90s, we knew that they were quote-unquote collectible, back when Playmates was saying that they were. But yeah, they have held their value in that they have not gone up or down. They have held exactly the same value they had in 1995.
Well, you know, and I speaking about, I don't know if they're collectibles, but I was talking to one of my cousins who I have not communicated with in years. We got to talking. And he said, hey, do you still have, you know, these toys that you used to have when you were a kid? And I said, oh, most of them are gone. And he was like crushed because he's a toy collector now, you know, in our old age. And I didn't realize I had collectible stuff. You know, to me, they're just toys that I played with, you know. All right. Okay, we did it in under 2 hours. I'm proud of us.
Yeah, my son-in-law is one of those who buys two and leaves one in the box.
So if a person played with toys that are now collectibles, what's that make the person?
The play, practical?
Old.
Antique?
Antique?
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, it's like my comic books, right? I mean, I've got, you know, people talk about old comic books. I've got stuff with 10 cents on a cover on it. So, let's see.
And you can get a dollar a cover probably on eBay, Todd.
Although you see these people on Antiques Roadshow show up with something and the guy goes, oh, if only you hadn't played with it.
Yeah. Or in my comic book cases, only you hadn't read it. And, you know, as a six-year-old, if you had only immediately placed it in a archival bag, it'd be worth something today. But I enjoyed it instead. So, oh well. Okay, so a couple of short notes since we didn't take up 2 hours. A couple of things I noticed. So my Pixel 4a, I don't have a 5G, the Pixel 4a, not 5G, just got the Hold Me feature for Android. Hold for me, not hold me as in, you know, give me comfort, but hold for me so that if you call, you know, and I have had to be, I've been placed in wait recently for, like, you know, making appointments for my car, and we had an internet outage the other day, things like that. This will put the person you're calling on hold and will ring you back as soon as somebody says hello on the other side. So I thought that was kind of neat. I haven't tried it yet. I just got the feature like a day or two ago. The other one is, again, only Android only, is on it's in Google Photos for Android only at the moment. I think it'll be in iOS soon, called Your Map. And if you scroll down to our show notes, I show you what it kind of looks like on my 4A. And basically, it takes the location information. I don't know if it's GPS only or if it does picture location information. I should go look back. And kind of gives you a heat map of where all your photos are. And you can scroll around the world, you know, depending where you've gone, and see that, which I thought was pretty cool. And let's see. Oh, and this is both iOS and Android. The Google app, which I call the Google search app for historical reasons, but the Google app added more augmented reality animals, if you are into that sort of thing. Always fun. And the last one. Oh, this is actually somebody else must order. Who added this last one? That's a good one.
Oh, the
Comply.
Yeah, the Comply. Well, we should start by saying last week we talked about it.
Yep.
And then, like, within 24 hours, suddenly, because I was saying these are great tips, but they don't have them for the Pixel Buds yet.
Yeah.
Within, like, 24 hours, there was the announcement from Google that they're going to be for Pixel Buds.
Nice.
So Todd, somebody's really
they're listening,
really paying
us.
Attention. You're a true influencer, you know, at this point. And ironically, as quickly as that happened, they announced them, but they said they'd be coming soon. They went live this weekend, and as a matter of fact, I ordered yesterday some for my Pixel Buds. And again, you know, I can't recommend them highly enough for making across the board, making, you know, any kind of anything where you're using an earbud,
right.
It makes them more comfortable, more usable. And they have right now, they basically got a base model for the Pixel Buds, but for a lot of the other earbuds out there, they give you options, whether or not you want a sport one, which is a little bit more durable, mm-hmm. versus noise canceling, versus Comfort Plus. You can go to complyphone.com and you can actually look up for your different earbuds and they'll tell you all the different types.
Now, are you using the Bluetooth Google Pixel Buds? Because I've got the wired Google Pixel Buds.
Yeah, I have both. This what's in my ear as we speak, and you know, the picture is, these are the wired ones, but I also have the
and these
stuff to see.
These foam tips year. Work with either one, or do you have to buy different ones for different?
This one's specifically for the wireless ones.
Got it.
So you because check. Yeah, and the key was, as is the case, they have them for AirPods too. The key is to make them comfortable, but also make sure that they can fit in the charging case without an issue.
Yeah. Oh, that is good. That's a problem I have with my AirPods Pro.
Yeah, because I was looking at some other ones that I thought, oh, maybe I can work something out and make it, you know, fidget and make it work. But the key to if you get their buds for a type that has a charging case, they intentionally designed them to make sure they fit in the case.
Interesting. Okay. I've become very, I ordered a, I don't know if you listened to our past podcast, but a couple of months ago, I ordered a Bluetooth MIDI controller. It's really nice. It's from Akai, you know, well-known electronics brand. And it works great with my iPad Pro. And I thought, oh, I'll order a case for it at the same time. What I didn't know was that the Akai, I forget what it's called, L25 controller has wired and wireless models. I bought the Bluetooth model, and they are completely different sizes. So if you buy the case for the wired model, it doesn't fit at all. But anywho.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the end. We didn't take 2 hours like last time. Thank goodness, because that was, that was challenging. Swin just left right in the middle. No, Swin had to go somewhere.
I got tired of it.
Hey, before we go, since we have a few minutes, so I'm, you know, so we are in four different time zones, I think. So Paul and I are, like I said, about, you know, we're like stone's throw away from each other. It's 79 degrees and 73% humidity. It's pretty darn humid. How's the weather in your neck of the woods? Don, you're probably in one of the colder climes.
Yeah, as I'm looking out the window here, I'm realizing I need to go outside and lift up my, a very northeastern U.S. thing. I have to lift up my wiper blades because it's snowing pretty good right now here in New Hampshire and just north of Boston. And we just got done earlier in the week clearing. My neck of the woods got over a foot of snow, and about an hour away, we had people getting, there was some banding, and they got up to 4 feet.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, it's definitely winter here.
Yep. And Frank's smiling. I don't know how bad it is where you are, Frank.
No, well, nowhere near. They had the nor'easter that got the whole East Coast. I'm in Southeast Michigan, and no snow on the ground.
Oh, good.
We had it melted overnight. 38 degrees outside right now. A little bit of wind chill, so the real feel is 36 degrees. Actually, quite quite balmy for this time of year for us.
And you over there in the Rockies, Swin.
Yeah, and I remember saying it was 23 degrees last time we did this, almost exactly a week ago. It's now 51.
Oh, so, it's like summer.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's what we get here.
And I think John has milder weather than the rest of you, somewhere in between us.
No, I'm at about where Swin is right now. We're at about 50, 48, somewhere around there. Yeah. Of course, that is horribly cold for Mississippians. Yeah, but we might get down on Saturday of next week. Our low is 23, so we have been dipping into the 20s and 30s here and there. But this time of year, we're mostly in the 30s and 40s.
That sounds reasonably comfortable.
The difference between me and John, I think, is we have about 10% humidity. So if I rub two anythings together, I get fired.
Yeah, we're closer right now to 94 to 100% humidity, so that's our norm.
Well, and I can tell you that in one of my old hometowns near Fairbanks, Alaska, the high today is minus 4, and the low is minus 13. And you know what? For mid to late December, that's pretty warm, actually. You know, I would think it's getting closer to minus 30 or 40 by now, but I guess they're having warm, and they're not going to have snow till Wednesday. So they're having a nice winter, too, or nicer than some of you, at least. All right. Thank you, everybody. Don, go out and take care of your windshield wipers. And we'll talk. We'll see if we can gather again maybe another week or two, depending on what your schedules look like. And thanks again. All righty.